Well, my thought process have been that way, yes. Yeah. I think, you know, as a general manager, you think of every different alternative all the time. I mean, that's your responsibility as a president and general manager. You're always thinking of different things. But my thought process is that we had a good team. We'll play well. Jim's a good manager. He's a tremendous manager. And it's a tough one because the game is meant to be second-guessed. That's how the game is meant to be played. My sister thinks she knows. When I say that, I have two. So one of my sister has two kids. Well, when she was younger, she had no interest in baseball and sports and all that. And then her kids play Little League. So now she knows, gives me advice all the time. So that's what the game is the beauty of the game. And yet it can be also frustrating. And I think as time has developed, the biggest change, one of the biggest changes in our game, is the social media aspect of it. So you see this second guessing all the time, and why doesn't he do this and why doesn't he do that? Well, you would not believe the letters I get on a daily basis. And some are very sound, but some are so outlandish, you would just kind of like say, where does this even come from? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely, you know, and it's not like, why did he pinch hit here or there? And again, I think that that's the beauty of it, because my sister thinks she knows more than me. And she does in other things, but not necessarily baseball. But I think it just ends up being that's what's fun about it. Now, you have to take it with a grain of salt. But I still, if you had up here Jim Leland, Tony La Russa, Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, and pick out some other senior manager you wanted, and you said, okay, here's the scenario. It's a 2-2 game, eighth inning. There's nobody out, guys on first base. This is the pitcher. You got this guy up. One of them might bunt. One might hit and run. One might steal. One might do nothing. And none of them are wrong. And everybody would have their reason behind it. They wouldn't be flying by the seat of their pants. And I think that's what's so great about the game. And you know who's right? The one on which it works that particular day in the fans' minds. That's how it is. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I do say this in all sincerity. For the people that don't like Jim Leland and don't like his strategy, because he works so hard. If people knew how hard this guy worked and how much effort he puts in, they'd love him, despite some of his comments or grumpy demeanor, however people, they'd love him, because this guy works harder than anybody you ever see at preparing his lineup and getting ready and strategical matchups and focus and all that. But the day that Jim Leland is no longer the manager of the Tigers, the day I'm no longer the general manager of the Tigers, the day that, as I said, Lloyd McClendon's no longer the hitting coach, or Gene Lamont's no longer the third base coach, what'll happen is the next day, those same people will be second-guessing the new manager, the new general manager, the new hitting coach, and the new third base coach. That's just the way it is. And if you don't have thick skin, you may as well get out. That's just the way. And I mean, from my perspective, you learn to deal with it. It's this thing that I don't listen, and no offense to some of the people here, that I don't listen to the controversial talk radio show. I mean, I like to listen to sports, but I don't listen to that. And somebody says, well, why don't you listen to it? I said, well, they're trying to create controversy, right? But so all of a sudden, somebody will send me an email that's a friend of mine. I'll say, do you know this guy said that about you? And I said, no, and I don't really want to know. Because why should I let that, you know, bother me? Because the reality of it is that, you know, you can't, when you start worrying about that too much, you're in a lot of trouble. So I think just in Jim's case, this guy, man, he works hard. If you sit down and talk baseball with Jim Leland, and you have the pleasure of doing that, and I'm not saying you're not going to like his lineup the next day. I'm not going to say you may not want to bring in this guy versus that guy. you'll be floored how much this guy knows. I mean, we're blessed with his knowledge and his hard work. And he's respected that way around the game, too. I mean, it's not just me saying that. You're talking about one of the best baseball minds around. Again, you may not agree with him. I mean, but it's still, we're blessed.